That ought to get us started this morning. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad it's finished? There's a little bit of guerrilla warfare still going on, but the battle's over. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles this morning, you want to turn with me to John chapter 11. John chapter 11, and I want to read a couple verses out of Matthew. Let's read verse 5 and 6 out of Matthew 28, and then we'll read verse 25 out of John chapter 11. If you would stand with me this morning. You find your place, say amen. Amen. Matthew 28, verse 5. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, Come see the place where the Lord lay. John chapter 11, verse 25, the Bible says, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this day. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your blessings. And Father, we're so thankful today that it is finished. You did the work on Mount Calvary. You finished the battles on Mount Calvary. When you stepped out of that grave, it was definitely finished. Lord, we thank you for that and praise you today. Lord, accomplish what you have in store for this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There was a Sunday school class was doing an Easter craft project. The teacher asked the students, what does Easter mean to you? And one kid replied, Easter means egg salad sandwiches for the next 2 weeks. Now, maybe not the answer the teacher's looking for, but it's a good question, though, wasn't it? What does Easter mean to us? How does it change our lives? Does it make a difference in the way we live? Or is it just another opportunity to have a nice outfit or a nice family dinner? Or something that I really enjoy, biting the heads off them little marshmallow peeps? You know, the good news Easter is not that Jesus lived and he died, but is that he died and now he lives. And that's the good news of Easter. See, his resurrection destroyed anything the devil ever had, any ammunition, anything he ever had toward Christianity. The resurrection trumps it and destroys it and beats it down every single time. And today we're going to look and spend some time talking about the resurrection. And the Lord had just stirred my heart and geared me in a way of believing today. And I want us to look, and I was always told by Alfred Cutshaw that to believe means to trust to, cling to, and rely on. And it's not just a head knowledge. I can believe something, but that don't make it so. And that's just a head knowledge. Even the demons in hell believe there's a Jesus, but they don't trust in him. And so today I want us to look, and we're going to look at the word believe a lot, and we're going to think about believing. And John chapter 11, of course, we know is the resurrection chapter, and been a lot of sermons preached on it. Today, though, it just happened just a little bit before Jesus was crucified. This was, I think, very symbolic of him. And this was a miracle that he performed this not long before he was crucified. And we'll look at verse 14 and 15. And we know the story that Lazarus had been sick, and Mary and Martha, his sisters, they lived in Bethany. This is the Mary that anointed his feet and wiped it with her hair. Jesus got word that Lazarus was sick. And instead of going, he still waited 2 days. Verse 14, and they were talking, and Jesus was telling the friends about, and then finally in verse 14, then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And verse 15 has so often kind of confused me. He said in verse 15, and I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. The first thing I seen that you may believe. To the intent, you know, it's one thing to heal someone. And if Jesus had gone back and healed Lazarus,
Well, it had been another miracle. One more that he had already done. And would have been easy. And that's one thing. But it's another thing when you raise somebody from the dead. I mean, that's total different. See, there's a lot of things in our lives today that we don't understand. I mean, there's a lot of things, and I could take a long time talking about this. A lot of things I don't understand, and I got a few questions. I don't understand how someone could hurt a little child. I don't understand how someone could have an abortion. I don't understand how people could mistreat people and do the things they do. I don't understand why good people get sick. A lot of things I don't understand. But Jesus was saying here in this, everyone didn't understand about Lazarus. But he said, to the intent that you may believe. What was it when Jesus healed the guy and the disciples said, is he the one that sinned or did his parents sin? And Jesus said, neither one of them sinned. It's that God may be glorified through it. That the glory may go to him. And that is this here, and what Jesus was saying it is, we don't understand, but into the intent of that it may help us believe. We want to go another step. Let's go on down, and the story goes, and they come on in to town, and then in verse 25, Jesus and Martha is talking back and forth, and she said, of course, was real nice to him. If you'd have been here, this wouldn't happen. And so we see that their conversation here, but Jesus asked her in verse 25, she said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And then he looked her right in the eye. And he said, do you believe that? Do you believe what I just told you? Boy, you're talking about getting hit with a hard question. The question, do you believe? This morning I'm asking you, do you believe? Well, yeah, preacher, we believe. That's what she said. Yeah, I believe. I believe you're the Messiah. I believe what the Bible said about you. I've heard all about it. I've known. No, do we believe? See, we believe. We know about him. We believe about him. She knew all about him and knew how great he was. She said, yeah, I know my brother's going to raise in the resurrection. One at the last day. He said, that wasn't what he was wanting. He said, I'm not talking about the last day. I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about right now where we are. And today, and I'm asking you, how much do you believe today? I know you might say, preacher, well, we believe. What are you talking about? Was it the guy when he was wanting his child healed? Jesus said, do you believe? He said, I believe, but help thine my unbelief. And I think that's where we need some help sometimes. Is that we know who he is, and we've seen what he has done. See, they've seen him do the other miracles, the other folks, but she really didn't know, believing that it's going to come home. And I like Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I am is who God told him, Moses, he was at the burning bush. I am. This is one of the I am statements in John. I am. What he said is that I'm the God of the resurrection. I'm the author of the resurrection. And without me, there will be no resurrection. Pretty much, he said, how can your brother, how can he ever raise if it's not for me?
that believes in me shall live. In a few days, everybody was going to see this. In a few days that they were going to see Jesus take his life back up. Lazarus had been in the tomb 4 days. What about her faith? Well, she had faith she'd see him again one day. Job said in Job chapter 19, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and in my flesh I shall see God. Now there's faith. There's a true belief. And he, this was a long time before Jesus came, and he said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and I know that one day that I'll be resurrected up out, and I'll stand before God in my flesh. Boy, there's the kind of faith that I'm looking for, that I want. It's that kind of Job's faith. What if Jesus would ask Job that question? I believe he'd have got a different answer. Now I want us to look to the extent of her faith in verse 27. She said, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which come into the world. She believed in, and in Luke 24, on the Emmaus Road, we talked about a little bit in Sunday school. And on the Emmaus Road, the two disciples, when Jesus talked to them, they said, and this is the third day, and said, and we trusted, or we hoped, that he would be the one that would redeem Israel. They had believed, but that belief was really shaken right then. Have you ever had your faith shaken? You might say, preacher, ain't no way. I'm telling you what, if I hadn't been grounded deep, deep, the very foundation of my faith was shaken several years ago. Boy, it almost knocked me away. Almost took me away. And I'll tell you what, if our roots don't go deep, and when the waves start coming in, and the tidal waves start overflowing us, and it looks like it's the end, and it looks like there's no hope, and we want to throw up our hands and quit, I'll tell you what, it's easy to be knocked off. I can speak from experience. But you know what? I just hung on, Brother Richard. I just hung on because I'm anchored into the rock. I'm anchored in that rock that's steadfast and sure. My soul is anchored. See, lots of folks believe, but they don't trust. It's a good place to amen right there. We believe, but how much do we trust? There's a difference. We want to look at verse 39. And her belief was put to the test. Here now they came to the tomb. And Jesus said, take away the stone. Now, in that day, that was a no-no. You didn't do that. You'd be ceremonial unclean. You couldn't remove the stones of the tomb. And he said, take away the stone. I could just see their faces. She said, whoa, wait a minute. Hang on a minute. It's been 4 days. He's going to be stinking. Whew. Glory, hallelujah. He said, remove that stone. He didn't have to, if you was here at the sunrise service, we talked about it. He didn't have to remove the stone to let Lazarus out. He moved so we could see in. And I'll tell you what, when you look inside that stone, it sure wasn't a pretty sight. It stunk in there. The word's used, putrefaction. Nasty. See, there's nothing pretty about sin. There's nothing pretty, and there's nothing real bright about sin. It, the devil's going to paint it, but I'll tell you what, it's death, and it stinks, and it is foul odor, and there's nothing good about it. And when we look as Lazarus in that tomb, it's a man dead in his trespasses and sins. And as he looked and he was in there and he was blocked from life and he was blocked from his family and he was blocked from eternal life through Jesus Christ. And that stone stood between them. And Jesus said, get rid of that thing. We don't need it anymore. I want him just as he is. I don't want him after he's come out and got all prettied up. I want him just like he is in there. Aren't you glad of that this morning? I don't have to get straightened up to go to Jesus. I didn't have to go through a class. I went to him just like I was, Brother Jay. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And see, also, he was unable to do anything. Without Jesus, we're unable. And because He lives, we can live. Then I want to look in starting in verse 40. The belief turns to faith. Jesus told her, said, didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you what I was going to do? Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe that thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. That they may believe. That we may believe. How often do we read through the Bible and we come to stories like this? We come to the resurrection. We come to where the prophets, the things they did, the dead man throwed in on Elisha's bones and came back to life. And we say, well, them's good stories. How do we believe them? Well, we believe them. How much faith have we got in the Bible? See, the Bible is under attack today. Do you believe the Bible? I believe it so much that if a Bible said that Jonah swallowed the whale, I'd believe it. I believe it's the inerrant, infallible Word of God. I believe it all the way over. I even believe the maps that's in it, Brother Jim. And then he said, Lazarus, come forth. Whew, glory. I tell you, in Luke 4:18, the Bible said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Because He lives today, we can live. Because and He lives, I've got faith today, and I've got hope that I'm going to live. I thank God this is not the end. This is, if all I had to look for here, I'd be miserable and tore all to pieces. I'm so glad that there's coming a resurrection day, and Jesus was the first fruits of the resurrection, and because He come up, I'm coming up. Praise the Lord.
I believe it. I've eaten it hook, line, and sinker. All the powers in hell couldn't keep Jesus from coming out of that grave. Guess what? They can't keep me from coming out either. Not on my authority, but on the authority of Jesus. Because what He done, I have the same authority if I do it in His name and I live in His will. He said, in my name, ye shall cast out devils. Oh, preacher, you're getting way out there now. It's what the Bible said. And I believe it. He said, greater things than these you'll do. Did He not say that? Satan couldn't hold Him down, couldn't defeat Him, and he can't us. If you're a born-again believer today, and things are tough, and things are bad, and things are bleak, and you about feel like giving up, you don't know which way to turn, just get closer to Jesus than you've ever been. Run to the risen Savior. Run to that tomb and see it empty. Run and grab a hold of His feet and praise Him and accept Him for who He is. See, it is finished. The conflict is over. The battle's over. Jesus is Lord, ain't He? But I'm real close to closing. As awesome as this story is, as powerful as the resurrection is, I want to read you the different responses to it. Let me ask you something. How many do you think could see a resurrection and doubt? In verse 45, the Bible said, then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on Him. They accepted. They seen what He'd done and they believed. Or they trusted in Him. But then, verse 46, but some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them the things that Jesus had done. These was the ones that didn't believe. They seen it, and it still never made the effect on them. How? That's over my head. You know, there'll be people that hear a message like this, or hear messages across the world today, and there'll still be that doubt. There'll still be that doubt that the devil will put doubt in our minds and cause us to question things. But as we close, I'm going to ask you this morning, do you believe? Have you accepted Jesus as your Savior? Have you ever asked Him to come into your heart and forgive you of your sins? That's a question I want to ask you. Do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're saved, that Jesus has forgiven you and you've asked Him, He's come into your heart, and you're on your way to heaven? Or have you just heard of Him? Well, Mama and Papa, I know their Jesus. I know Mom and Daddy's Jesus. Aunt and Uncle's Jesus. What about your Jesus? Do you claim Him? Is He Lord of your life? Has He changed your life? Do you obey Him? Do you pray to Him? Do you cling to Him? One thing I love about Mary, and I didn't get into it in this passage, Every time that I believe that you see Mary, the sister of Lazarus, she's at the feet of Jesus. Boy, that's where I want to be. That's where we need to be. You might say, preacher, I've prayed and I've asked Jesus to come into my heart, but I don't live like I should. I've kind of gotten cold and indifferent, kind of veered away from it. Today would be a good day to take that back up. Renew that relationship. Today would be a good day to call on Him if you've never called on Him. What more better of a day than the resurrection day to ask Jesus into your heart? You might say, well, preacher, I'm kind of like those sisters. I'm at wit's end. Don't know which way to turn. A lot of things are happening, and I'm very confused. There's nothing like an old-fashioned altar. Come back and talk to the life giver and the peace giver. Let's pray. Father, we thank You again for Your blessings and all Your mercy. Step out on the first verse. Will you come this morning? Will you come?